From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Well, things are rough for the Miami Heat right now. They're recovering from their second home loss to the Spurs in the seven-game NBA Finals. But if you're bummed about this, it could be worse. You could be one of the photographers working courtside at the games. WLRN's Maria Muriel tells us why.
Thank goodness I've never had LeBron James land on me,
says Al Diaz of the Miami Herald. But the Sun Sentinel's Michael Laughlin says LeBron once not only landed on him, he
grabbed me from my arms and literally picked me up like a child. I weigh 220 pounds, and he was like, picked me up like he was doing curls.
We know NBA players are big guys, but
the players don't look that big until they're like right above you. And then LeBron comes pounding in and the floor shakes. And it's like, oh my God.
Herald photographer Charles Trainer says he's never had a courtside encounter, and he thinks the falls mainly happen to the fans in the expensive seats. And he thinks those fans like it.
Believe me, the next day at the water cooler, they're probably telling people, wow, Kobe Bryant fell in my lap, LeBron James fell in my lap, you know, and I'll never wash that shirt.
He says the NBA has been scaling back the number of courtside spots for photographers due to safety concerns. But Mike Laughlin has a different worry.
You know, the worst thing that I've experienced is they are very sweaty people. When they fall on you, they usually get you wet from their sweat.
Courtside shooting might be potentially dangerous, possibly cause equipment damage, and sometimes get yucky. But these photographers see it as just a part of their job. And even more, Trainer says the job couldn't be done from anywhere else.
You know, if you look at those great moments of NBA history, they're shot from the court.
So these guys won't be avoiding the sweaty LeBron James for as long as the Heat play. I'm Maria Muriel in Miami.
The next game is on Sunday in San Antonio. Tip-off is slated for 8 p.m., and the pressure is really on Miami. If the Heat win the series, it will be a first in NBA Finals history. No team has ever overcome a 3-1 deficit in the Finals. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.